Hello, Fife fans, and welcome back to Scotland's premier Fife-based podcast, Fife Club, where a couple of friends talk about anything and everything that takes their interest, putting their world to rights. What's the first rule of Fife Club?
Go on.
Do it.
Talk about Fife Club.
That's the one. Yes. Yeah, talk about Fife Club. And we're here again. Woo! Welcome, listeners. Welcome to this show that we do.
I'm so enthusiastic, coach.
Freewheeling because I've written nothing again this week. So I'll just get on with some quick introductions and then we'll fucking go for it, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, right, cool. Done. Right, so on the mics with my good self, Kutch, tonight is Jamie.
Hello.
James.
Hello.
And there's this guy that's turned up. He was on an episode for about 2 years ago.
Was it that long?
Yeah, it was a wee while ago now. He's just come into the country. We thought, oh, why not get him on? It's Doogie.
Hiya.
Hello.
Hello, Doogie. Hello.
You look like you got the golden ticket to Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory getting into this podcast.
I have wanted to be on one of these things since you started doing it. It's never happened.
Never happened, yeah.
It makes me worry about your mental health, to be honest.
No, we've got Doogie in. He, like I say, he was on an episode right back at the start when we had him Skype in from Canada, because he was at that time living out there with his wonderful wife.
Right.
Yeah, that was the start of your Canadian journey.
It was.
Yeah.
When do you get your rifle?
It comes with your citizenship.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Is that with like
you sing your... the national anthem and then they hand you a gun?
Do you also get like your check shirt and your
yeah, you get all that. Yeah, I've started growing the beard now. It's got to be down by my belly button by the time I get citizenship, otherwise they don't give me it.
Check shirt, bowl of poutine.
Pet bear, all that stuff.
Oh man. So James, I have to ask you, what does it feel like being in the presence of a real actor?
Oh my god.
Wow. Wow. Holy that shit. Is it.
We should just rename this podcast to Rippin' James.
Yeah.
That's
pretty much
what it is.
That is so mean.
Sad.
Oh my god.
That's hilarious.
Just because I go to skills to do this shit cuts doesn't mean I'm any less of an actor. But to be fair, Doogie is amazing. To be fair.
Let's not go crazy.
Let's put it this way. He's been on TV, so...
Yeah, there's that. Yeah.
Oh, you have been on TV?
You have indeed.
For like 10 seconds.
Yeah. CBN or CBC or something?
CBC, yeah.
CBC.
Yeah.
What was the show?
It's called Frankie Drake Mysteries.
Yeah.
It was like a murder mystery show. Set in like 1920s Toronto, and it's like Prohibition time, and yeah, and
I think it's on like Alibi here or something.
Is it?
Isn't it?
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's on Alibi.
Oh shit! I didn't know I could watch it here.
I thought you had to like. I had to try and like. Illegally download it, nudge, try and had to track it down somehow, you know.
I think we're like two or three series behind, but
it's in its third season now.
Yeah. I loved your sort of dancer face that you had.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I know, I'm like, I don't realize how many stupid faces I make. I'm like, I know I do it, but then I was like, oh no, it'd be fine. I didn't realize I was doing any. And I watched it back and I was like, oh shit.
I loved it.
Oh, such a thespian. How's Canada? How's it been for you?
It's awesome. So since the last time I spoke to you, I am now a permanent resident.
Mm-hmm.
I got that.
So you can work now.
I can work. I can live. I can do everything except vote. I'm not.
You can't vote as a permanent resident.
No, you gotta be a citizen. It's the only thing you can't do.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
Which I think is a bit rubbish.
Yeah.
Because you
can vote here as a resident.
Yeah. 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 Like Jocelyn, she voted when she was here. She voted the entire time she was living in the UK, but I'm not allowed to vote.
That's a bit shit.
Which means I can't complain about the state of the country.
Oh, you can. You definitely can.
Maybe if you let me vote, we could fix things around here.
I find that's like my favourite part of voting is that if you vote, then you're allowed to moan.
No. Yeah.
Everyone loves to moan. If you don't Fair vote, you, I feel like if you don't vote, you don't. You're not allowed to moan about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair
if
do.
It doesn't go your way.
I'm just going to interject because I am noticing that that fan is really fucking loud in the background. So, yeah, you might hear a fan just now. It's because we're in a whore house that's absolutely sweating.
Gosh, your house has changed in the last week.
It's hooting hot in this damn studio of ours, which, as people might have...
Kutch is just providing for his child. Don't judge him.
Yeah.
Sex work is work, eh, Kutch?
Yeah, it is. That's it. It's
Vote from Kirkcaldy, need love too, okay?
Nappies aren't free, people. Nappies aren't free.
Craig McCutcheon, putting the work in sex work.
Yeah, that's it.
That and his Nintendo Switch habit.
Yeah, my Switch habit, definitely. Just so everybody knows, that loud noise in the background is a fan, because it's so fucking hot in our conservatory just now. Yeah.
Fight Club's biggest fan.
Yeah.
Biggest fan. Oh, I love it.
20 inches.
Oh, boy. That sounds like something James would download, like you were talking about earlier.
Jamie, we all know about your sordid past after the last episode, so don't try and project onto me.
I don't try and hide it. You try and hide it. I'm completely open. That's why, if you're like me, James, none of these things can hurt you.
I do, Jamie. I'm an upstanding man of the people.
How many mini milks have you managed to insert in yourself this week?
Quite a lot.
Someone searches internet history right now. Mini milks.
Sexy photos of mini milks.
These webcams. That's. Jamie's Twitch stream.
Don't judge me, Kutch. I don't judge you.
Oh, man. So, what have we got to talk about? We really kind of have been a bit stuck for topics.
Quality broadcasting right here.
Well, we just mind digging a bit more.
Well, I thought that was a plan.
Yeah.
I just thought we weren't going to let listeners in on it. That was all.
Yeah, no, let's just mind digging.
Go for it.
So, you're back home. What have you missed so far?
What have I missed about back home? Do you know, so when I was home last year, something that I found that I missed that I didn't realise I missed until I got here was fry-ups.
Oh.
Like, Toronto, I mean, I'm sure there's a place that you can get a fry-up,
mm-hmm.
but like... Not the same this year. And when I came home, my dad cooked me up a proper cooked breakfast. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God. And then I had like one almost every day I was home. Put on a stone and then went back to Canada. So yeah, fry ups. Because
you get like Canadian bacon's like really fatty, isn't it? It's American bacon.
Stripped bacon. So they normally do, they'll do like strip bacon. And then they have pea bacon, which is our back bacon, but like a bit thicker. And
right,
it's not like
okay.
pea around the edge. I don't really like it.
No.
But, the strip bacon's nice.
Yeah. Fair enough.
I miss words, which is kind of weird. Because words I've just kind of sort of slipped out of my vocabulary.
Yeah.
But like every time I hear them when I come home, it's like totally warms my heart. phrases like "Jeezy peeps," just amazing.
See, that's the thing, because like I remember the last time we had you on, and some of you when you've done some of your videos online and stuff, you've definitely picked up an accent.
Every single person has said that to me since.
But actually,
yeah, now you don't seem to have.
But you've been home a couple of days. Clearly,
you've been acclimatized.
Yeah, I've been home for a week, and. Yeah. And also developed a complex because every person like I met up with like Suzanne and all the old crew from school and stuff like went for like lunch and stuff. They're like, oh, you sound different. And so I'm now like super aware of it. I'm like, oh God.
It's natural though. I think if you go anywhere, you're going to pick up just to assimilate.
Yeah,
plus three years now.
Yeah,
I find the biggest thing I've picked up is like Canadian words less than an accent. So I'll say things like garbage or
yeah.
Like sweater instead of jumper. Uh-huh. Or,
do you say garage?
Do you know what? I kind of do some sort of like this kind of like hybrid because I catch myself saying it the Canadian way and then correct myself and I go garage. like things like that. It's kind of like every now and then I'll catch myself saying pants instead of trousers, which I hate.
Oh.
I hate it. And I'm like, fuck, trousers. People
say it in martial arts and jiu-jitsu. They say gi pants. Because that's what like Americans say when you're watching instructional, and it's just sort of filtered through.
Right.
But it sounds weird if you say gi trousers somehow. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's strange.
Your Guy Trues.
Yeah. I was reading an Ian Banks book, and he's used Trues like three times, different characters as well. It's like, oh, he had a knife, and he's Trues. I'm like, yes! I love Ian Banks for it. He's always saying, like, it was beyond his ken, and lass, and Trues and stuff, in the middle of sci-fi books where you wouldn't expect it. It's brilliant. Good fight, boy.
I have a question for Jamie.
Oh.
How is your toe?
Oh, yeah.
There's a follow-up to this, but I just want to know how it is.
It's all right. I can't bend it anymore. I can bend it at, like, the first knuckle, but at the middle, second, I can't bend it.
Right.
So, and whenever I train, I just tape it up to the thing next to it for dear life. Because it does twinge sometimes still.
Yeah. It was the picture that you posted on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Your great Photoshop.
Is the most awesome picture I've ever seen in my life.
It's one of my favourite Photoshops.
I'm going to show you, actually. I have it saved in my phone. It's got its own album in my photos. Where is it? Literally. It's just under Jamie. Because anytime anyone talks about injuries or sports injuries, I'm like, you want to see what happened to my pal. So I've got that, and I've also got the Photoshop.
That is the best.
The Photoshop's amazing. For listeners, it's my toe came off at an angle, and Doogie Photoshopped I do thumbs up a lot of photos, and he photoshopped my broken toe on top of that. And it works perfectly.
Like, every photo that's taken of you, you've got your thumbs up.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it may be too soon, but I can't not do it.
No, I think that was
beautiful.
That was like, the whole thing was hilarious in the first place. Yeah.
Oh my god!
But yeah, when you started putting up those photos, it was like, I think there was two, was there not? Two photos of Jamie with his thumbs up.
Yeah, one in my hospital bed.
Yeah, hospital, don't worry, everyone. Jamie's fine.
Yeah. Oh, it's still a photo that I love to look at, but hate to look at.
It's like
show everyone. Strangers. Like, if anyone talks about anything,
yeah,
or like I've gotten into like basketball and hockey and stuff like that, mm-hmm. in Canada, and like whenever anyone talks about if there's a bad injury, I'm like, no. Get my phone out, like, see what happened.
just watches people turn green.
Everyone, I'm like, it's kind of bad. Are you ready? I'm like, oh no, I can take it. It's fine. Yeah. I show them, and they're like, oh, and they're never, it's
never the same.
It's so much worse.
What has been seen cannot be unseen. Yeah.
It's so much worse than anyone thinks is.
So wait, so Jamie, your toe is slowly becoming a Canadian cult hero.
everyone in the Scottish MMA community seems to know it when I meet people from other gyms. And they
you're
go,
the one that broke your
like,
toe?
First of all, when new people come to the gym and they see me like wrapping up my toe, they go, oh, what do you do to your toe? And I'm like, well, I don't want to put you off. and I usually tell them. But like new people, like people who've trained at other places, they go, oh, what do you do to it? And I go, oh, I did this. I was like, that was you. I saw that. The people at the gym I'm training at now knew it before, you know, before I ever trained
there. He was like, wait, that was, how's your toe? Like, I think it was the first time you went in there as well.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Made yourself famous for an injury.
Yeah. It's the only way I'm going to get famous in the MMA community, apart from for being absolutely shite.
It's just smashing yourself completely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing. Right. What else? What else can we ask Doogie? Come on. There's going to be content.
I miss.
Yeah.
I miss people.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, I feel like, on a kind of slightly serious note, I feel like, especially coming back this time, every time I come back, everybody's lives are like, further along. Like, I had no idea that you had a kid until I got here.
There's a lot of people that don't actually. People that live here have been turning around and going, Have you got a kid? Have I seen you with a child recently? Because that doesn't seem right.
It's weird. And I just like, because I'm terrible at keeping in touch, and I'm terrible at, like, I'm always like, when people post pictures, I'll see everything, but I never necessarily.
See, that's the thing, is that we didn't do the whole kind of social media thing, so that's where a lot of people have just kind of like, totally. If you didn't know, you didn't.
You're not one of those parents that put like photos of their kids every day.
Yeah.
So technically, since your child isn't on social media, your child doesn't exist.
Yeah, well, that's it. Yeah. Or I'm parenting right.
That's a fake. Uh-huh. That's a fake baby through there.
It's not fake. There's far too much bodily fluid going about this house for that to be fake. I can totally get that. I suppose because you're only seeing people in snapshots, and if you're not seeing anything that's happening,
And I think people are also getting more, like you say, more wary of like social media and don't post as much stuff.
That's
like Suzanne's wedding wasn't.
Yeah,
there's been like two posts.
Yeah,
the entire
not
time.
A lot of talk.
Like I knew she was going to get married, but I can obviously.
Yeah.
But then it's been and gone and all that sort of stuff. And yeah, every time I come home, everyone's lives are just like that little bit further snapshot. Along. And there's just big gaps in the journey, I suppose, that I don't see.
Not catching. I can imagine that's probably a bit, yeah, weird.
That's something that kind of makes me really miss the people here, is that sort of thing.
So what have you been up to since you got back here?
So I was originally due to arrive tomorrow, but I finished a gig like about a week and a half ago, and rather than, I wasn't going to get a job for 2 weeks and then go on holiday, so when I was booking my flights, I thought I'd book a week early and surprise my family.
No.
So I surprised my mom and dad and my sister. My brother, I was going to surprise him, and I was trying to kind of gauge his like, where he was going to be, and I was like, hey man, what are you up to this week? And he's like, oh, it's amazing. Tash got me tickets to Dusseldorf for my birthday. I'm going to Dusseldorf on Wednesday. And I was like, oh, I'm going to be in London on Wednesday. Like, what? No. And so I had to give away the surprise to him, but we managed to meet up for like an hour before he went away. And then, just came up. Surprised my mum and dad. They were at the caravan in North Berwick, so I had to find my way there.
Get yourself to North Berwick. Wow.
Again, I was like, hey, what are you up to? And they're like, oh, we're at the caravan. I was like, shit. To get there.
Best laid plans and all that.
Yeah. I'm never doing it again. Everyone had been told, I was like, I'm not surprising anyone ever again. It's too stressful.
Yeah. Where are you? I'm coming home.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. So I spent the first few days just kicking about North Berwick with my mum and dad, and then... Mm-hmm. I got back Sunday, and then that was when it was like, because Andy gets married on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm
the
best man at his wedding, so it's like, let's get this wedding together. So you're in
full best man mode.
Yeah, which is mostly consists of like just trying to chill him out a bit, because he's like, they're both stressed out. But but I was like, don't worry, mate. It's like, it's going to be fine. Everything's going to come together. It always does.
You know what that's like.
Yeah.
Your sister's doing the makeup for the groomsmaids.
Oh, is she?
Aye.
She's doing makeup for everybody's wedding these days.
Yeah, she does it a lot. Yeah.
Never met your sister.
What?
Everybody talks to me as if, like, because she does the theatre and that.
She does shows and stuff.
Yeah, she does.
Oh, but I suppose she did it after you left.
Started doing it after I left, and so everyone just assumes that I know who she is. And I'm like, that's Jamie's sister. I only know because she's.
That circle.
Everyone thinks they know everyone.
That's crazy.
Same with Penman, never met him.
Yeah.
I still can't believe it. Although he would have been in London a lot of the time as well. So
yeah. That's it.
I just remember all your stories being like, oh, that time me and Penman. But I'm like, I've never met him.
Usually that time me and Penman is
followed by,
well,
I'm broken.
Yeah, going up the town. Everyone else goes home. Me and Penman decide to stay out, and we really shouldn't because we've been drinking since early o'clock. And then get entirely broken, then go back to Penman's and he makes us tons of boozy cocktails.
Yeah.
And then I'm even more broken. Yeah. That's basically every Penman story ever for me.
Every Mark story is always pretty much, we went out, all right, and I got really drunk. All right, was Mark there? Yeah, Mark was there.
We're a bad influence on each other.
Yes, I think we all are, eh? But especially if we're all out, it's like, oh, yeah, I'm just out for a few.
Just the one, eh?
Yeah.
I went out every other week with Penman and Kyle, and I got absolutely smashed. That's because I had that Mexicake from CCBM.
All right.
Craft beer shop in the town now in Dunfermline.
Is that the 10% or 11%?
It's 11%. Oh. And I was drinking it, and it is so tasty, but I was drinking it, and I was like, I said this on the podcast every week, actually, didn't I? But yeah, basically I was like, oh God, I'm feeling that. I know I don't drink that much these days. And I looked at 11%. I was like, fuck. Like, let's just go with it.
I'm currently rocking two different breweries.
I don't really know much about Canadian. I know a few Canadian whiskies, but I don't really know Canadian breweries.
Like microbreweries, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
You throw a stone in Toronto, you'll hit a craft brewery. It's amazing because I want to like, I'm going to try and create like the ultimate pub crawl, but it's only doing craft breweries.
Yeah, cool. London's kind of like that. Last time I was down, 2-3 years ago, whenever Mark was last in London, he took me on a little pub crawl around essentially like London, but it was all these out of place, out of the way little micro breweries, just like little back alleys and like spaces between houses and stuff like that, and it was amazing because there was actually a lot of really good beer being made. And I can imagine sort of any big city, the scenes are probably very similar.
Well, it's so much easier to do in a city though, because you can like, I mean, there's quite a few breweries now in Fife, like micro ones.
Oh, yeah.
There's a Seven Kings one. Nothing to do with the pub.
No.
Up next to Food Dog where I train.
Yeah.
And so, and sometimes I smell it sometimes. But it's tiny, I think.
Yeah, it's just a
But then you've got Inner Bay down in Inverkeith. It's more like spread out and it's Fife. But Glasgow's quite good for their craft.
Yeah.
And Edinburgh's all right as well.
Edinburgh's,
but the bigger the city, the easier it is to do because
you've got more people.
You've got more demand for it, so you can make it work.
I don't know whether it's just because I've got into it, but I feel like I didn't ever find craft beer before I left.
It's something that's kind of...
Is it like a super recent thing?
You could find it in like Edinburgh and Glasgow, basically.
Yeah.
But it was even before you left, so it still would have been relatively small.
Yeah. It's something that's like about 10 years, it's kind of got bigger and bigger, and certainly within the last... Yeah. Within the last five, it's exploded.
Well, about nine years ago, eight years ago, I thought, oh, this bubble is going to burst.
Burst, yeah.
But it's just kept on getting bigger and bigger.
Bigger,
although what's interesting is it isn't like, there isn't more beer by volume, I think, being sold overall, or maybe there is, but people are buying more craft beer.
Yeah,
like,
they're buying the cans.
So people are buying less beer overall, but more craft beer. So
I suppose like the supermarkets have got a big part in that as well. Like they really have branched out to fill up stalls now just laid out with craft beers.
Aldi and Lidl I've got into that, like, get buying from very local.
Williams Brothers here.
Or if you go up north, you've got what a lot of the breweries from up north as well, and the other thing that's, like you're saying, the other thing that's become really big over here is the 330ml stubby can, for a long time that was always an American kind of, it was Americans that had their beer in that, and we had our big 500ml cans.
And but it's very smart marketing, because now if you want a 500ml can, it's £6-7 or something.
You pay for a good one. Yeah, or for a couple of them.
Yeah.
Whereas you can still pick up like what, 4 tins of Tennent's for £4 or something like that, where 4 tins of that, you'll be £6-7.
That reminds me, Innis and Gunn the other day, someone put this up on Twitter, are bringing back out the 24 case of beer.
Are they?
Aye?
Yeah, which is like, I used to remember going to parties and getting a 24 case of Tennent's.
Yeah.
Classic teenage days.
Tennent's or the Miller, whatever was cheap and not.
Or if I didn't have much money.
Yeah.
What was that?
Hello. No, that's fine. I'm still there.
If I didn't have much money and I only had a few beers, I'd take Boddings because no one else would want to drink it.
Boddings.
or John Smith's. Or
But I would.
Yeah, you would. Yeah, but most people who when they were like 18 were like, oh no,
John Smith. I remember someone came to a party with like the Smart Price cans of lager.
Oh,
told them to fuck off.
Why would you?
Like, they're like, that was when they were like 10p a can.
I was about to congratulate them, James. Really?
Because
you drank them. The shite.
No, they were still like 3.8% or something like that.
I like my beer to taste like those cans. Beer. You know, I don't like my beer to taste like used bathwater.
Yeah, back then, you were just wanting it to get
take anything. Going.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Getting manky.
Do you like it? You don't like whiskey, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't sure if you did.
First bar I ever worked in was the Albanac in Edinburgh.
Oh, of course it was.
Yeah. I hated whiskey then. And then, like.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, because I was like, oh, you've got such a good whiskey collection. You're like, oh, I don't like it. And I was like, doogie.
What happened?
Came see you a couple of times when you were working. I was like, fuck's sake.
What happened was, I got sick of being. Like, someone would come in and be like, oh, what can you recommend? And I was like, I don't like whiskey. And everyone was like, why do you work here then? And so eventually I was like to my boss, I was like, look, can I go and do some training so that I can at least sound like I know what I'm talking about? Mm. And he's like, yeah, I could send you in some training. Or you could just have a whiskey after every shift and just have a different one and gauge your own opinions, because that's essentially all it is. And I'm like, all right, fine. And so I started, I think the first one I had wasn't a single malt, it was Monkey Shoulder.
Oh, that's a great
first one. That's a good start.
I had that and then just kind of started working my way in, and now I love it.
Monkey Shoulder's classic.
It's good.
So when I was flying back to Canada last year, I decided I was going to start a whiskey collection, like a home whiskey collection. I'd tried a few things before, but you just buy it and then I drink it and there's no collection. So when I was going back, I bought a Scapa Arcadian.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
Scapa's nice. my favorite distillery.
Is it?
I love it. It's just like nice and light. And,
yeah.
Although I'm quite seasonal. Like if it's winter, it's cold. You want something. I want something like smoky.
A bit peaty.
Scapa's kind of fruity. I want to say, not watermelon, like almost melon, like that sort of fruity.
Melon.
It's hard to describe.
A bit of melon, like vanilla.
Yeah.
Like honey, like that sort of. Yeah.
Really unique, Scapa. Mm.
When I was working in the bar, I used to recommend it to people who didn't like whiskey. But a lot of them were tourists and they're like, I don't like whiskey, but I'm in Scotland, so I need to have one. I was like, well, have this one, you'll like this one. And they always do.
It sounds like the kind of people that would have like deep fried Mars bar. I don't like my arteries all clogged up, but I'm going to have a deep fried Mars bar.
I don't like Mars bars, chocolate, or fried food. I'm in Scotland. So. so I bought the Scapa and then I bought like a little bottle of Jameson's to go with it.
Oh.
So that whenever I got like, I fancy a wee whiskey, I'll have a Jameson so that I don't use my good stuff.
That's good tactic.
Do you drink much Canadian whiskey? Because I know that people like dunk on Canadian Royal, but my cousin brought me a bottle of that.
The Rye.
Yeah, it's the Rye. Yeah. It's the nicer one, not the bog standard. It's really nice.
It was
Crème Royale. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really good. It's like, don't get me, it's not as complex as like a single malt Scotch whiskey, but it was great at what it is.
Yeah.
Really good.
It's it's huge of it. And there's a Crown Royal recently that like won an award that was really, really good, yeah. But it's like super reasonably priced as well.
It's not bad. Because that one that you had, was like really good. Like,
and I've
not,
still got a little bit left. I don't want to finish it.
It's not something I've had.
I always do that. I've always got like tiny bits left.
It's not something I've had. Yeah, not something I've had in a whiskey before, because it's a bit creamy, but like a couple of drops of water, and it is like... like a vanilla creamy type thing going on in it. It just goes like really, really tasty, delicious. Yum, 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 yum.
I brought up Canadian whiskey because I've heard a couple of people say, we don't get much Canadian whiskey over here, apart from your Crown Royals and that.
Yeah.
But I hear there's more single malts now in Canada, and that a lot of them don't really leave Canada, or maybe go to the States, but not anywhere else.
I haven't seen much in the way of single malt, but there's been a lot of like blended whiskies that are getting made. Because before that it was like rye.
Yeah.
And in the States is your bourbon and, you know. But there's a lot of like really nice blended whiskies. There's one called Collingwood, which is like made small town in outside Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's cool. It comes in a really nice bottle and I tasted it. And like it was sitting on the shelf for ages and no one was buying it because they're like, oh, that's not going to be good because it's Canadian. It's Canadian.
Yeah.
They always wanted to buy like a single malt, like because we had like one or two on the shelves. But but I was like, oh, I'm going to try it, and it's really nice.
Yeah,
really nice.
I'll have to try it.
Keep an eye out for that.
Yeah.
We're always on the hunt for new exciting whiskies.
Yeah. For good whiskey distilleries now in Fife, King's Barnes, Daft Mill,
Lindor's Abbey as well.
What's it called?
Whiskey Fest. Lindor's. I just want to make a correction. I always say that Daft Mill is up near Newborough, but that's Lindor's.
Yeah.
Daft Mill's near Ladybank.
Yeah.
I do it every time, but I just wanted to correct.
Yeah. Correction. I got a bottle of that Dream's Dram. From King's Barnes, and it's good.
We're drinking it on the last podcast. It was really nice.
We're gonna hold back a full review until we do our bottle of
Daft Mill
as well. Because that's gonna come up sooner.
Can I come?
We'll see. But yeah, we'll do a Fife taste test.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of, Fife Whisky Fest next year. Is it the first week of March?
Yep. And tickets are on sale in September.
Yeah.
And they've announced some of the folk that are coming along. Holyrood.
Holyrood. The other day.
And they just opened up their tours and their guests, their gift shop and everything.
Yeah. It's quite a fancy looking... Facility, it's smart.
It's looking pretty cool.
Pretty small stills
very
by colourful. The look of it.
Yeah.
So.
Which might be interesting flavours and stuff. Yeah,
yeah. Like keep it small production.
Because I know they're doing a lot of gins and sort of spirits, again, like most of them, to start with, just to get things rolling.
But I think they are starting whiskey from the start.
That is the plan, yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what they put out. I think we need to hook up with them. They seem keen. Yeah. I've been chatting with them. They seem keen.
Sexy time.
Yeah, sexy time.
Sexy couple. Sexy
time. Hi.
Let me rub your stills.
Wow.
But you get some good cut points off of that.
This is BBC Radio 4, and welcome back to this week's edition of Desert Island of Dicks.
So, we're on the island again this week. How did we get here? Oh, it's fucking hot on this island. Stupidly hot this week.
Are we evaporated and then re-meticularized on the island because it's so hot?
Through the water cycle. Yeah. So we turn entirely into sweat. And then we're evaporated, leaving the salty part of our sweat mostly behind. Some of it went up and then we got rained down.
Yeah.
Are you saying...
Did you almost say we evaporated and then we parated? It sounded like you stopped yourself there. What's the opposite of evaporate?
Parate.
Apparate like Harry Potter.
Yeah, yeah, could do that. Are you saying that we're basically what we've done is like the senator in the first X-Men film?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's essentially it.
The senator, yeah.
Yeah, when he melts into like water and goes into the sea.
Oh, the senator?
Yeah.
I thought you were saying center.
No, the senator.
What are you talking about?
Sorry.
Half yeah. Half
sorry, it's my Fife accent.
Biggie couldn't understand you either. His Canadian ears. His Canadian ears are glowing in the sunlight just now. What's that about? We don't even say that.
To be fair,
they've gone from us. It doesn't make any sense.
To be fair, Jamie, people from Ayrshire don't know what we're saying.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, so we're here on the island, and this week, because we've got Doogie with us, and we've kind of already talked about some of the things he missed, we thought we would go through things that we would take from Fife to the island, or things that we would miss from Fife and take it to the island, because we've not kind of really done anything like that, have we?
Mm.
Or we'll probably get told next week that we have. So who wants to go first?
I'm going first.
Okay.
Because it's the easiest one.
Right.
I'm going to take Stephen's Bakery.
Oh, you're taking the whole bakery.
I'm taking the whole complex. I'm taking it all with me. Taking that factory that's over down the road
from
here.
I think we're all about to do that.
And we're all going to take Stephen's. Should we just decide what like Stephen's like object we should take? Who wants the bridey? I think I was going to take Stephen's. It's something we've all grew up around, unless you're me. Grew up around the veins. like a victim. But you know, it's a staple. It's almost like a staple part of the diet in Fife, like a steak bridey, a Kermit cake.
They're in Kirkcaldy now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
not just in co-ops
no.
or
What was it?
My sister said it's amazing. She asked for certain things and they look like her. She's mental, but this one's like a real one.
Yeah,
she lives in Kirkcaldy now.
It's the real deal.
It's like there's one in Stirling as well.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
And now we've got like drive-through Stephen's as well, which is amazing.
Yeah.
So because we're on an island, you could have like a drive-through Stephen's, but for boats. So you could sail through to a sail-through Stephen's. That's a bit out there, to be fair. Even though we can't get on or off this island,
well,
you could magically get there somehow. You
could ride upon one of the many animals from Jamie's plantation.
Oh, yeah, we could.
Through the
basically, what we could do is we could turn Jamie's plantation into the new Stevens.
Jamie might have things to say about that.
That's an expansion opportunity.
Unless
for you,
I can monopolize steak bridies.
Well,
I can completely control them, then why would I allow that to happen to my plantation? That's what my plantation's all about.
Steak breadies are like heroin anyway, so
it's true.
I had one today and now I'm shivering.
Yeah, you posted a picture of one. How was your first bready for a while?
It was so fucking good.
Every time I have a bready, and that's like at least twice a week, yeah. I always think, oh my God.
It's been so long because I didn't have one last time I was home either. So it's been years.
I would actually have folks send them across to me.
Yeah.
There's no way I could survive that long.
Yeah.
I have them really rarely these days because I spent too long living right next to a couple of Stevens and just having them all the time and it's not good for you.
Yeah. See having the factory just along the road?
Yeah.
Holy fuck. that's bad at lunchtimes. Like, there's nothing in the house for lunch. Stevens! steak Friday.
That's one of those
fudge
things.
Donut and a bottle of Iron Brew, thanks.
Yes. That's one of those things you can't truly really appreciate till you don't have it, I'd imagine. Like, I feel a bit spoiled knowing that we have Stevens within, like, seconds walk from us all the time. You're in Canada, thousands of miles away, and then to come here and have a steak Friday, that must have been majestic.
It was so tasty. And it was also unexpected because my dad went out and then he came back and he thought, I thought you might want one of these. And he just hands me the bag. And, I'm like, like, and then there's that kind of flip moment where you're like, I hope he hasn't got me a sausage roll. I'm like, yes!
And you bite into it and it's mince and onion.
Oh, no!
Throw it in the ground.
Flip the table.
Stabber, why have you forsaken me?
I have no father.
Straight on a plane back to Canada. that's a fair decision. Bringing
it's
Stevens
a safe
across,
bet.
I think we're probably all heading towards something from Stevens.
Yeah, well, yeah. That was gonna be was my gonna thing, so yeah. We're gonna have to think of something now. Something yeah. else.
Dougie, okay, you said you've got plenty of things you would bring.
Did I? What would I take to the island? It's got to be.
I've got one I've just come up with.
Go for it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Because it's obvious Doogie doesn't miss Fife that much. I mean, he could have said he's family members, he could have said, but no, drew a blank. I've got to be nice about his family because my phone is currently in the back of his dad's car.
You mean my phone?
So I'm going to bring the Forth Bridges.
Ah,
now,
nice.
Is that because you want to, like, keep everyone in Fife? You're going to take the bridges?
Well,
to the island.
I was thinking, I can use them for all sorts of purposes. So I could join them together. And if there's any other small islands near, then I can expand my plantations to the small islands near us. And, like, you know.
Well, we do have the desert island.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah. That's a far back one.
Yeah. So maybe I could make it there. Or I could use them to construct some sort of giant robot to enforce my will on the island. Mainly composed out of obviously the core for strength would be the rail bridge.
Jesus Christ. Could you imagine a transformer of the Forth rail bridge? That'd be freaky.
It'd be amazing.
It'd be
like one of the gestalts, like the huge ones, like multiplex?
Yeah.
Aye.
If it takes its fancy, just picks up a train, uses it like a nunchuck.
Did you ever see that guy who did paintings of like mechs in like the 19th century? Like impressionist paintings, but with like giant mechs and it ran off. Be like that.
Yeah.
But so bigger.
Steampunk.
Bigger. Yeah, steampunky giant mech.
Do you use all three of the Forth bridges? Like,
yeah, because Kincardine Bridge doesn't
count. I was
going to
say, would
you
use the Kincardine?
Neither does Clytemanager Bridge. It's shite.
You don't even know you're on it, and then you're on it. It's like, there's no like fanfare or anything.
Yeah.
Whereas at least with...
it's a weirdly laid out road as well. Like, for one part, you're going down, it's like to the same lane in one direction, then halfway through, it switches to the other side. Those two. It's like, why not just make it a two-lane road then?
It's really strange.
Yeah. Or have a four-lane road, or, you know, just don't be lazy. And just
Although,
make a
the Kincardine bridge did transform at one point in time.
Yeah.
It kind of would have looked like it was about to... Because it used to swing out.
Did it?
Yeah. Kincardine Bridge used to swing out and let...
Did it?
Yeah. I didn't actually know that.
I did not know that.
It turned on its axis. So the middle part...
Yeah. Because obviously it would let ships pass.
Yeah, but it's not moved for a very long time.
Yeah.
That's why there's a control box and everything. All the controls are still there and everything. So
it's already got a transformer built in.
Exactly, yeah.
It's fine.
So
done.
You need to take that. That'll be like the midsection or something.
And then if my subjects try to escape, I could then, if the robot isn't working, I could construct a giant cage around the island, going up and around it as well.
A giant cage for the Nonagon.
Yeah. To hold my new fights to, you know, bread and circuses and all that, and keep the animals happy.
That'd be quite intimidating, having like a Nonagon made out of the Forth rail bridge. Just all that red iron.
Oh,
yeah. Pretty cool.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah. And obviously, I'd electrify it as well.
I mean, obviously.
Yeah. No wall work for you, son.
Fair enough.
I've thought of one.
Yeah.
So, it's my first time to the island.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if I'm at the island, upon first glimpse, I would probably want to get in on this plantation action just to kind of create an alliance.
Good, but good thinking.
I feel like you're lacking in distribution. So I would
take... On the island, I'm a complete capitalist. Like, distribution isn't my thing.
Yeah.
Well, you'll need some help.
Unless everyone gets their first taste for free, obviously.
I thought that I would take the nightclub life.
Oh.
And everything can go into there. And then distribute to the masses.
Oh, you have brought the worst thing about Fife to the island.
But you are going to directly profit from it.
Yeah. Yeah, but still, I don't know. Even me, my drug dealing, animal killing, I don't know if I can condone like having like an old school jiggies or kitties on the island.
Oh my God. I know that's it.
Or that one club in Dares. Is it Dare Save? It's really fucking weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Love you, that's it. I love how you skipped jiggies and kitties and went straight to life.
Don't go to life. You'll get stabbed by a knife.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll never not find this interesting. Is that the most ironic place in Fife for me, because there's life, then right across the road, directly across the
it's
road,
the cemetery.
Is the cemetery.
Yeah.
Who thought that up?
It's probably on purpose.
Yeah.
But yeah, the fact that...
I'm not sure it would be on purpose.
I think the life building's really nice, actually, from the outside. Like, yeah. Like from the side, you're like, oh, yeah, it's a really nice building. And then you remember the horrors it contains within.
That's how they get you.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm not from here. This looks like it might be a nice establishment. We'll go for maybe like a cup of tea or something.
Anybody not from Dunfermline or Fife, life is a proper dive of a nightclub.
Yeah.
Not even a good dive. Not like a dive where you can just go in and be yourself. A dive which is aggressive and horrible.
You will feel ashamed of yourself when you leave.
Sticky floors.
You say all these things about life, but you've all been.
We've all had like 50p shots from life. Like,
Most definitely.
With fear and self-loathing in Fife.
We've all found ourselves there on a Sunday afternoon session as well.
Caked in sweat and shame.
Sometimes you just want that danger in your life.
During the day?
Yeah. We've done that before.
I don't remember being in life during the day.
We've been done. That, we've
in
been
life?
There. Yep. Lizzie and Erskine.
In life? Yeah, during the day?
We've done that before in an afternoon.
What are you talking about?
Who even are you people?
On a Sunday, and it was buy one, get one free. But
it's kind of nice for me.
It was buy one, get one free, but all the drinks were like £6.
That's how they get
Love
you.
It. Love it.
Yeah.
What?
I have no memory of this. It means it's probably good night.
Go to life during the day.
Yep.
I don't want to see the faces of people in life.
Oh, it's your proper alkies. It's your proper alkies.
Like, if I'm going to life, I don't want to see any faces. I don't want to see expressions. I just want to see like shadows
and
where faces used to be.
Only the front bar that's open as well.
Are we the bad guys?
I feel like going into life during the day wouldn't be the worst part. It would be coming out and it's still being daylight.
Oh, shit.
People are walking their families down the glen. You're like, oh, just look. Look at the happy.
Just that look of like.
Spot the alcoholic.
I can't even go to PJ's now without feeling completely ancient.
Yeah.
I'm like, Jesus Christ, I'm old. Like, PJ's used to be like the last resort for us. Yeah. I don't want to go to a club, but I'd like to go somewhere that's still open.
Yeah.
And they've usually got live music
on. Monty's upstairs.
But now kids have like. Are really into live music, which is great, but it fucks me off because I'm like, why am I so old?
Like, say, Monty's upstairs these days is a wee bit of an older crowd.
Usually, metal bar as well.
Usually we see most folk that we would have normally met out drinking.
Yeah. Well, PJs as well, that's the thing. But usually, it's people are a bit younger than us.
Yeah.
I bummed a lot of my brother's friends there. All right.
I've only been at Spoons while I've been home this time around. Where is...
So
people of a certain age frequenting.
We tried out Druthy Neighbours, which used to be somewhere else.
Druthy Fox.
Druthy Fox.
Sorry, Druthy Neighbours is in Dundee.
Druthy Fox.
And in Glasgow, is it? Druthy
Neighbours
in Glasgow.
Oh, is it?
Sorry, yeah. It's Druthy Fox, which used to be somewhere else, because we now no longer have somewhere else. But that was quite nice, wasn't it? They've just done a wee little sort of retrofit out.
I liked the cocktails, and Pemmon said the cocktails were nice, and he knows he's... I think his review were nice, a little on the boozy side, but that's not necessarily bad.
Yeah.
They had a small but good whiskey selection.
Yep.
Good beer inside, good beer selection on tap and stuff in the fridge. Yeah. I think we're getting stuff from CCBM now as well, so it'll be even better.
Yeah.
The Caledonian craft beer merchant.
Look forward to visiting them again. Look forward to visiting them as well. CCBM. Yeah.
Have you been near there? Have you heard anything about this?
Where is it?
It's a new shop. It's on the Maygate. Nice. Just along from Little Shop of Heroes
nice.
And the Old Town Barber Club as well. Basically it is a shop full of lots of great craft beer. And he's opened up a little tap room as well.
Yeah.
Which really nice.
Yeah, so I think we're going to go and bug him and
let us
some
in
as well and drink some of these beers and start recording some.
I don't think
of
I've been in yet.
From there.
I've not been in yet.
No, go on.
I'm the
great.
Only one that's not been in yet.
It is really good. I feel lots like of good beers, lots of good local beers as well. Yeah. If you want to try any local beers, he's got pretty much all of them.
Yeah, and if you're not quite sure, go on to the Facebook page for the CCBM because there's so many really like cool Photoshop shoots of the beers he's got on display and they all look amazing. Yeah.
Nice. What would you?
What would I bring? So I was thinking about it.
Now that I've brought the worst thing.
The worst thing in fight.
I'm honestly stunned by that.
You'd miss it when it was gone.
I've been proper.
It'd be like Jiggy's. We'd have to hold a funeral for it.
I know what I would bring. I absolutely know what I would bring. If you're bringing Stevens and everything that's contained in Stevens.
Indeed.
There's one thing in Fife that I've only recently been converted to. And oh my God.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
It's Fisher and Anderson. Oh. Not Fisher and Anderson. They're a roofing company.
Yeah. Fraser and Donaldson.
Fraser and Donaldson.
No.
Yeah. Fisher and Donaldson.
Fisher. Yeah. Oh, well, we got there in the end.
Fisher and Donaldson Bakery.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. Their fudge donuts are something to die for. Like,
Kutch, we need to be careful because this isn't a sex podcast, but
Oh my god. They are the best.
They are
now,
incredible.
I feel bad about this because I am a massive fan of Stephen's Fudge Donut. It is life itself. However, there's a special place.
It's like if Krispy Kreme and Stephen's had a donut baby and that's what they came up with.
Oh, fuck Krispy Kreme. Like, again, I quite like a Krispy Kreme, but nah, this is something else. It is that filling, that creme patisserie filling. Oh my God, it's so good. Like, and it's the right balance of fudge on top of the donut as well. Like a Stephen's. Stephen's is really thick, whereas on the Fisher and Donaldson, It's not as thick, but it's
got a nice consistency.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Yeah, I would bring like just them. I would bring a machine that makes them for the island.
No, you need to get the nice. That's not made by.
I'm not bringing the whole thing because there's things in Fisher and Donaldson that are just, it would be a waste having the rest of it, but I'd bring their donuts.
It's not made by machine, is it? That is someone who has lived their entire life making donuts. And it's like, that's their heart and soul. Like, they put everything into that donut. You need to bring
my
the person.
My giant robot could make them in its spare time.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't be the same.
My giant robot has consciousness. I've psychologically broken it.
It's not just the ingredients, it's the heart that goes into
life.
It.
It loves life.
Terrorizing inhabitants of the island. It's like the Iron Giant, but really bad. It just swings and picks up people and eats like... And then it spits out, doesn't even eat them.
That could be a consequence for losing. That could be a consequence for losing the fight. You just get picked up by the robot and thrown right into life.
Yeah.
Bang! There we are. In you go.
That's only if the robot says "finish him," and then they refuse to do the fatality. Then the robot will just crush them anyway.
Just chuck them in. And go fancy a shot. Oh God!
Your donut reminds me of that scene from The Simpsons when Homer goes to hell. He's trapped in the chair. I just picture us like feeding you donut after donut, and you just
I'll just take it. That'll be honestly,
it'll just be the size of a house.
Oh, they're so good. Yeah, no, that's what I would take.
They are incredible.
And I would entirely eat that and nothing else.
Lovely. Yeah. I think that for the island.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think that wraps us up quite nicely.
Yeah,
yeah.
So James,
yeah,
I believe you're going to Fringe.
It's Fringemas, everybody. Yeah. It's like Christmas for me. It's amazing. It's one of the best times of year.
First of August.
But you have to book everything in March.
This is probably the first Fringe that I doubt I'll get across to see.
Yeah, me as well. I usually, due to my low income, usually go for a free Fringe day, but maybe book one thing.
I love me a free Fringe adventure.
Yeah, we've done that the last couple of years.
It's been great.
Yeah, it is. All you need is money for drink.
But that's the thing. You're like, oh, we won't go to any shows. It won't be that expensive. You're like, oh, lunch, dinner, drink, and you're at,
and then you get the odd show, you're like, I gotta give them a fiver for that.
Like, I always give them like
you gotta give them a pound.
Yeah, or two, or if it's a good one, I give them a fiver, and it's like.
So sometimes when they hold their own buckets at the end, I'm like, oh, I can't not give you anything because I'll look at you in the eye and go, no, thanks for covering my show, man. It's like, I don't want to be like, well,
see,
done.
If it's not a bucket and it's a hat, just to put your hand in your pocket and then just chink the hat so it sounds like you put some change in, and then you're fine. They think you put money.
Wow.
<You're>
wow.
That is just
you are the most fife. Yeah.
The cheap Scotsman.
And if they're given badges, then you get a badge for it as well.
Yeah. But what I will say, in terms of like ticket prices, one thing I've really liked seeing over the past like few years is this sort of the establishment of now it's pay what you want when you're there. Like, it's like essentially a free show you're going in for. You pay what you want, or £5 booking fee ahead of time. It's a sort of layout that a lot of companies and a lot of shows are doing now to try and get people to come in. Because I think the big problem with the Fringe is, as you say, it's, it can be a pricey day out if you want to go for it. You really need to plan ahead for it. So if you're not quite sure what you want to go see, you're not quite sure how much, if you're going to afford it or not, these shows where it's like, look, you can book ahead for Viber, guarantee your seat, but you can still walk in for nothing and pay whatever you like when you leave. So if you do feel like I'm strapped for cash, then you don't feel as sort of left out.
Yeah.
I think that is an impression for me when I was younger, was there was a lot of shows I went to go see, but I was like, oh, I can't afford that. But then
I was the opposite. Now I've got like, hopefully I'll have a job in the next couple of months, but basically unemployed now. So I used to spend loads on the Fringe. Tons. Both drinking and buying tickets.
Well,
I'd
always save up like a... yeah. You know, couple of £100 to go across for at least one or two days. And
one thing I'd say every year is, oh, I wish I went to more plays and stuff, and then never bother to research it. See, I'd just go to comedy, like 90%
comedy and music.
Comedy and music instead. See,
you'd be lucky if I've been to two or three comedians over the years. I always I always go and see like theatre shows or like Cirque shows or
I'm gonna like mine you next time for ideas. So you said you were wanting to see a couple of shows. What were you thinking of?
So there's two that I wanted. So I did the, so in Glasgow I did the MA Musical Theatre for the Royal Conservatory of Scotland, and every year they do, the thing that makes it an MA is your dissertation is a 30-day run of the Fringe.
You
do a main stage show and you do a new musical that you do, that gets developed over the year. And so I want to go and see their stuff.
A new musical, as in like a brand new one from scratch?
Like from scratch. What happens is they bring in creatives and then they do it twice over the course of the year, where they take a week and split you into two groups. They bring in two different creatives, and it could be a concept, an album, it could be an idea, anything. And you spend and then just like workshop for the entire week and then do like a presentation at the end of the week.
Wow.
And then you do that twice, so there's like four shows to choose from, and you pick two, and then you develop them for another 4 weeks, and then you perform at the Fringe.
Wow,
it's really
That's cool.
It's a really cool thing. So there's like new theatre. There's usually like a main stage show, which is like a bigger musical. So I want to go and see their stuff because I think, you know, I'm an alumni, so I want to support that.
Support them, yeah.
And totally. The other one is a friend of mine is a guy called Ruben Kay, and he's like a cabaret artist, and he is one of the funniest people I've ever met in my life. He's so hilarious, and he has like all these kind of quotes from like newspaper articles that I've quoted him. And my favorite one is they describe him as the evil love child of Jim Carrey and Liza Minnelli. he's like a phenomenal singer and like performer, but he's also like really funny and really quick. And
I have seen a few cabaret acts at the
I've seen some political and like feminist cabarets as well, which are interesting. I'm like,
because that's always a good way to kind of grab a little bit of extra culture outside of the comedy side of it.
Most of the cabaret I've seen in the past has been like Free Fringe, where I'm in like the voodoo rooms at 2
in
the morning.
That's where I've seen a lot of is in the voodoo rooms.
I think he's at like the assembly rooms or something like that. His show.
Well, the assembly rooms are different now, because the assembly rooms moved, and for years they were at the Divinity School in Edinburgh, and then they moved back to the actual assembly rooms after they've been done out. It's really confusing.
Yeah. And then they kept it like the two different venues,
and then the guy lost control of it, and then it's really confusing.
Between like them and the Underbelly, they're all over the shop. I think it's the same this year. I think there are quite a lot of those venues as well.
But yeah,
Doogie's Halo still.
Those are the ones. Those
absolutely
are the ones
destroying me.
That I want to see. Like, yeah, Ruben K show is, I can guarantee it'll be hilarious and really like.
Ruben K.
K-A-Y-E.
Yeah.
Don't want to ask you. I don't have any money to go to any from this.
For our listeners.
Yeah. I might give a shout out to a Fife based company. I think they're a Fife based company anyway. It's been on Facebook, so I thought I'd give them a shout out. It's a company called the Kingdom Theatre Company.
All right.
They're doing The Drowsy Chaperone during the Fringe.
Good show.
I think that is from, let me just check with the photo here, from the 19th to the 24th of August.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know much about it. I know I saw a lot of like posts about it on. Oh, Facebook feed and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It looks really good. It looks like it's a fun bunch of people that are going to do it. I think it's a musical. A musical. That's why I sort of like. That's why it came up when Doogie mentioned about musicals. Like, oh shit, I remember when that. Another. I think that's worth going. I don't know how many like Fife companies are. There'll be loads of folk from Fife doing it, but I just don't know too much about it. I've not heard it. Ironically, being part of Fife Club and not knowing much about Fife going to the Fringe, it's nuts. If you are at the Fringe, you are from Fife. Hit us up, because I'm trying to find people to shove a microphone in front of for 15 minutes here. It's going okay. I think I've got like 20 minutes of content ready.
Phil Jupitus will be there. He's an honorary Fifer.
Phil Jupitus would be a shout, yeah.
Try
and track him.
An honorary what?
Fifer.
How?
He lives up these.
He moved up this way, yeah.
You fucking what, mate?
Yeah. We talked about this on the podcast before.
A couple of times, yeah.
See what I mean? I have no idea what happened.
I think every year we've mentioned it on the podcast.
I am a goldfish.
It was about.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
He's been up here for about a year and a half or
so. Is that why he was mates with Ian Banks?
Well, yeah. Maybe, he was big pals with Ian Banks, but he's been up here for about 3 or 4 years, I think. There was a Courier piece about why he loves Fife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wrote an article and everything. I think it'd be worth a shout trying to track him down. He must be somewhere. Is he doing more poetry this year?
Yeah, he usually Porky does. Poet. Yeah. Because that's what he does.
Which is a free show.
Yeah, he does his paid show and then he does his Porky Poet.
He also sometimes does art stuff as well.
Yeah.
Like where he talks and paints or draws things at the same time.
He's kind of a cool dude.
Yeah. He looks pretty cool. I might try and track him down.
So, Phil, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Please get in touch with us. And how would they get in touch with us, Jamie?
Oh, well, they could go on Facebook and speak to us at facebook.com/FiveClubPod or at Five Club, Twitter at Five Club, Instagram Five Club, our website www.fiveclub.co.uk or email ken@fiveclub.co.uk.
Oh, go on, just do it. Just do it. We'd love to hear from you.
Or just fucking Google it.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking Google it. There was like another show I was going to go talk about was Colt Cabana and John Hastings. It's a show I've wanted to see every year and I keep missing it.
That's what we always say as well. It's like, oh, Colt Cabana's doing a show. We'll go see Colt Cabana. Never go.
Yeah. It's like, it's commentary to bad wrestling matches. The main reason from it is like...
Isn't that what he usually does?
Yeah, that's what he usually does. He used to do it with Brendan Burns, an Australian comedian, but he's essentially retired from The Fringe. He called it a day last year. He was like, I'm pretty tired. It's not doing well for my health. I'm just going to take a break from The Fringe.
So many comedians burn out.
And like Brendan Burns was doing it for the best part of 20 years.
Yeah.
Like he went a long run on The Fringe, and he was... Especially when he was doing his run with Colt Cabana over the past like 5-6 years, he was doing like two shows a day, like for the whole Fringe. So it was like one in the afternoon.
Did we not see Brendan Burns absolutely fucked after Late in Life one night?
Probably. It would be like,
I get there's a lot of people called Brendan and there's a lot of people with surname Burns. And I get them all mixed up. And there's a lot of Australians and Irish and we're all mixed up on the head. So is he ginger and has a moustache or has he got brown hair?
I think he's
bald, is he not?
He's bald now.
Sake.
He has a tash.
There's so many of them.
But he does have a bit of a tash. Well, he does call everyone Gant quite a lot. He says a lot of people Gant. So.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's who we saw, and he was absolutely out his face.
Yeah.
Although, mind you, we've seen Stephen K. Amos crying at the end of Late.
Yeah. It's like, hi, I'm meeting him. Like, because
we were wrecked, but it was
we
like,
were wrecked, but he was like, he was like, so wrecked, he was crying. It's a good time.
Late in Life's always brilliant for stuff like that.
Yeah, but. I think it's at the Gilded Balloon this year.
Gilded Balloon,
Yep. One year when The Fringe is on, Jamie, we should do like, I'll do all my top theatre picks and you got to go see them all, and I'll do your top comedian picks and I've got to go see them all.
Oh, wow.
Ah.
I love that. That does sound like a plan.
Also, I'd like to take this opportunity to lay down the gauntlet. I'd like to challenge Penman to a cocktail off.
Oh! That is where you put peacocktails in your cocks and then waggle them at each other, That's what it is?
It's whoever's cock can look the most like a tail. No, because I like to fix a wee drink.
Yeah, don't Kevin will take this seriously.
I know.
You'll take this very seriously.
That's a good thing, Jamie.
This will just be like the sausage rolls all over again.
Oh. Right, we need to make that happen. Yeah. When you back over from Canada.
my plan is to try and get back at least once a year.
Yeah.
We've got a plan. Money, we've got a year to hype this up.
And I'll just start messaging them, just like taunting them.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Should see, because he quite like often likes posting a little picture of his cocktails. You should just actually just like, nah, that looks shite, mate. Like,
smack talk him.
Yeah. I remember my first beer.
Oh, he'll love that. He'll love that.
I need to go do wedding things.
Yes. So we'll probably just bring this to a close. It's been a bit of a random one, but thanks for listening, guys. Yeah. I suppose it brings me to that time of the podcast where I have to ask, Dookie, what's the motto this week?
Keep your bum clean.
That'll do. Fair enough. Thanks very much. Good night.
Bye.